Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening right through up to the midnight hour. And I'm talking to Sithembile Serame. And tonight we are going to touch on the lack of intimacy in a marriage. We are going to talk about that. The lack of intimacy in a marriage. We are going to touch base on that. And Sithembile Serame is our guest tonight. Let us greet her and welcome her. Greetings to you, Sithembile.
Good evening to you and good evening to our beautiful family on Radio Pulpit.
I hope you're well, Ste. I hope you're doing fine, especially when we talk about this topic on lack of intimacy.
Thank you. I'm well, and I hope you are well, and I hope our family on Radio Pulpit, everybody is doing good. We praise God.
Now, we are touching on the issue of the lack of intimacy. Many people whom I have spoken to have said some things to me which left me wondering, Ste, you know, especially when it comes to intimacy. They have said that, as you grow together, intimacy becomes less frequent. And that is where we find the trouble. That's where you find men in their middle ages lined up in a college or in a university of technology with their expensive German cars waiting to load on these little girls who are doing first years. I mean, we see that all the time. And then that is why then we see many people branching out of marriage and actually going on to satisfy themselves elsewhere. And that in itself is a big problem, I should say. What is to you something that we can consider as a lack of intimacy? What is it to you that we should look into? Or how do you define a lack of intimacy? In your own terms, Ste, when there is a lack of intimacy, kusuke kwenzenjani in a marriage? Kusuke kwenzeke ini? What would have been the problem? And do we see many marriages having this kind of an issue even these days? Let's hear you.
Yes, we are talking indeed about intimacy, a lack of intimacy. Hey, yeah. You know, as I was putting this together, I must say that some of these topics that we talk about
I'm sorry, Ste, I've lost you a bit there.
Topics that we talk about.
I've lost you just a bit there. I don't know what happened.
About ministering, and it just, you know, makes one to go deep in within themselves and think about the things, and, you know, it will help us also as the children of the Lord that as we continue with our day-to-day work, anything that, you know, we are doing, we kind of like take self-stock and look at the things that we might be doing that might lead to something else, you know.
Yeah.
Today you might be fine, but there are things that, you know, you might be doing that you're not aware of. And at the later stage, then you'll find out with the you know, I was creating something here. So it's good to, you know, ask the Lord to always give us the spirit of discernment that as we go on in our day-to-day life, that we ask him, you know, to touch us and show us the things that we might not be doing right that might have, in the long run, be impacted in a negative way.
Mm.
So intimacy is a form of a deeper connection.
Yeah.
That experience of emotional closeness which occurs when two individuals are able to emotionally open with each other, you know, and they are able to reveal their true desires, they reveal their feelings, they reveal their thoughts, and genuinely, you know, reveal their vulnerability as well, and trust each other, you know, to the core. So this is how we define intimacy.
Mm.
A safe space with one another, without fear of being judged, without fear of being rejected. This is where people are open and they really, really care about each other.
Mm.
You know, at the end of it, intimacy is essential for creating a satisfying relationship and nurturing deep emotional contentment and forging a profound connection that goes beyond surface level interactions.
Mm.
As mentioned, this is a deeper, deeper connection. A connection that when you are with someone, you don't think that, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this or I shouldn't behave like this. Mm. That is intimacy. It's a form of intimacy. It's a reflection of intimacy when you are sitting and you feel that I can just chew. You know, when you are hungry, you had a long day and you are eating. Sometimes you find yourself like just chewing and chewing. And you're like, oh my Lord, did I really finish that food quickly? But you can only do that in a safe space. You know, you can only do that with people that you trust. When you are in meetings or when you are with people that you are not intimate with, or you cannot be in that form of intimacy. Because remember, there's a form of intimacy, there is levels of intimacy, but you can't really be yourself, where you can't even use your hands. You need to be using utensils to eat your food. But when you are in the safe space, you feel to be yourself. You know, you feel to laugh the way you laugh. You don't have to act. You don't have to stage anything, because this should come naturally.
Mm.
There are different types of intimacy. Even though we are talking about lack of intimacy, it's important to clearly understand what intimacy is and what it entails. Because if you say lack of intimacy, but you're thinking, okay, what do you really mean by that? So it's important that we define clearly what intimacy is, what it entails, the type of intimacy. Then when we talk about lack of intimacy, then, you know, one can take stock and say, I don't see this one featuring in my relationship. Therefore, it's something to pray about it, consider, as well as to make sure that I also comply.
Mm.
Many mistaken intimacy to be only about sexual or physical interactions, but there is more. When we talk about intimacy, there is more to intimacy, you know. I want to firstly define the types of intimacy, and I'm going to go on, and I want us to also speak about the causes of lack of intimacy. What does this do? And if I don't finish here now, we'll carry on because of time. But let's talk about the different types of intimacy so that when we go on in our day-to-day life, we can recognize this, we can enhance this, and we can just identify. And if lacking, we can also try and resolve that fact. The first one I want to mention is emotional intimacy. This kind of intimacy has to do with open conversation. It has to do with empathy, sympathy, and mutual support. So how do I communicate with you? Do I become vulnerable when I speak to you? Do I go deeper into conversation, or do I just go on surface and talk in parables? But when we talk about emotional intimacy, there is a way of intimacy where we communicate, where I can become deep when it comes to the thoughts that I have. I can tell you my fears. I can tell you my limitations. You know, I can be able to be open and be receptive, you know, also to my partner's emotions in return. So when we talk about something, we talk about it, and therefore I say, good, let's talk about this, let's do this, let's do that. But I can also be vulnerable at the same time. That is when we talk about emotional intimacy, where you go deep, you throw yourself into it, and you just become, you know, a conversational and without checking any coast. I'm not saying be disrespectful, but it's without reservation.
Yeah.
You know, when you are without reservation, you talk about anything and anything. And some of these, you know, a vulnerability side that you express to your partner, that forms part of emotional intimacy. Now we move to physical intimacy. This is one that is common, and this one here encompasses of a wide range of touch-based interaction. It can be the way you hold hands. Do you hold hands in public? Do you even hold hands at all when you are with your partner? You know, simple gestures like that, they are a form of intimacy. Maybe you crossing the road, do you hold your partner, or each one just cross the way they want to cross, the other one running after the other one, you know? Or when you are sitting and watching television, you know, is there intimacy where maybe your legs are on top of your partner's legs and you are just sitting in the couch, just relaxing and being intimate at the same time without you going too deep, but that form, or just lying, you know, on top of your partner's lap and while you're reading a book, things like that, and other, you know, gestures of touch-based interactions that actually includes sexual intimacy. We find it here under this element of physical intimacy. These are some of the things that now are lacking at a time where a person doesn't see a need to hug their partner if they tell them something. When your partner comes from work, or when they leave in the morning, do you kiss your partner? Things like that. That's a form of intimacy that we should be cognizant of. That is a form of intimacy that we should really, really look at and make sure that it does occur, or it's present in our relationship as well. And these are simple things. I'm not talking about, you know, deep things, but small little things that makes one feel loved, makes one feel comfortable and appreciated as well. I know that there are people that, because of culture and because of the way they grew up, and we'll talk more about that as we proceed with our conversation. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter how long have you been married, how long you know, being with this in relationship with this particular person, and then you don't hold hands, you don't touch, you don't, no, we shouldn't be like that. Small things adds up and create this physical intimacy, so we shouldn't lack that as well. Intellectual intimacy is another form that can also be found as lacking in some of the relationships. And intellectual intimacy, these ones, they help us to grow. intellectually. Do you guys share anything that is intellect with your spouses? You know, sharing ideas, whether it's about your career, their career, whether it's about general politics, if you want to, whether it's about just teaching your spouse about the field that you are in. For example, if you are in IT, do you share something so that they can be intellectually, you know, knowledgeable about that? I'm not talking about being brief and presenting things to your spouse. No, I'm just talking about general intellect that a person must know. Have you been in the room where you are talking about something and a person doesn't know anything? They're clueless about that particular field. And I'm not talking about you being an expert. We've got expert, but we're talking about economics, for example, and you're talking about GDPs or things like that, or even things like inflation that affects and impacts everyone. But a person doesn't even know what that is. You're talking about interest rates. The person doesn't even have no clue about things like that. But sharing ideas with your spouse, you know, sharing opinions and intellect, and, you know, just intellectual pursuits with your partner, that is also crucial. We go to spiritual intimacy as well. This involves sharing beliefs, sharing values and experiences related to spiritual encounters and perhaps religion or even revelations. Do you guys talk about the word of God with your spouse? Do you talk about what you saw in your dream, your visions, you know, what God said to you? You know, do you share about those things, deep things that you cannot tell to swines? You know, the word of God says do not cast pearls into swines. But then also, you know, when you are intimate spiritually with a person, then you feel free to say things, because even Jesus spoke in parables to others, and others he spoke exactly in the actual words what he needed to say. However, when you are intimate spiritually, I can say things that some cannot even take, some cannot even understand, comprehend, because they think, is this person crazy? How can Stembile say things like that? But if you are emotionally intimate with somebody, you can say things like that. You can talk about things that God has revealed to you. And that helps as well, that when you start saying, now, I can't do this anymore, your partner can also understand and say, yes, you know, you did say things like that, or this is your spiritual journey, this is your calling, therefore I understand you cannot do some of these things, and it's okay. Then you guys will have a mutual understanding instead of you not talking about those things and we don't know what is happening there. And we're going to talk also about experimental intimacy. This is shared experiences and activities that create lasting memories and bonds. Like, for example, going to new destination, traveling to new destination with your spouse or your partner, trying new adventures amongst others. So this is just creating memories. But after understanding what intimacy is, now I want to talk about the lack of intimacy and the absence thereof, and what are some of the issues that creates thereof in the next session.
All right, thank you so much, Stembile. We are going to be touching also on the moments as to what are some of the moments that you can describe as moments of intimacy in a marital setting, coming up next.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Media Moye Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to Sithembile Serame, and we are touching base on this, the issue of intimacy in a marital setting, the lack thereof. Now, in some of the talks you gave, you know, I was listening, you were also describing some of the moments of intimacy when someone sits on your lap or someone is resting on your lap, reading a book, when your feet are on the other one, holding hands, you know, accommodating each other. Intimacy also means togetherness, you know, doing things together, the friendship, the association, being closely knit and tight, the aspect of intimacy also would include doing things for each other, and then concerning oneself about one another, and making sure that the other's life is far much more better, and you know, doing some things that would bless the other. You know, washing your spouse's car and all those kinds of things and stuff. It's signs of intimacy and love. And expressing that you love a person each and every time, you know, and sitting together, watching TV, watching the same programs, and, you know, even if it's not the same programs, but sitting together, you know, going through some of the works together, talking about your experiences throughout the day. Intimacy is also checking on each other. How are you doing? How's your day so far? You know, mine is like this. Hey, I think I'd be late today and all those kind of things and stuff. They describe intimacy to a great extent. But now we find ourselves really caught up, stay, and not knowing the moments. What comes to mind when we touch on the issue of moments, the issue of intimacy, and the moments of it?
Are you okay with what, if I can do 1, 2, 3, they'll say, you know what, do what pleases you, or yes, or no. They don't interrogate further, they don't ask you, they don't get in and understand your perspective. And if that is the issue, we might misunderstand each other. Mm. You might even interpret, you might think that your partner is not happy about a certain thing. Can't even know it's because of the lack of words. Some people will even say, hey, I'm a man or I'm a woman of not many words. It's fine, be that. But please be expressional when it comes to intimacy.
Yeah.
Communicate with your partner when it comes to intimacy. I know that female species, sometimes we talk a lot and sometimes it's even more than a lot. However, this also helps because you understand what a person wants. You understand what they exactly where they are, instead of you misunderstanding or thinking that a person is thinking the other way. So we have to really, really fix the communication issue right there. The next point, the reason, one of the reasons that causes lack of intimacy is the stress, pressure, and external factors, you know, work pressures. Other people have work pressures. We all do. I do sometimes as well, as a person, where there's a project that I'm working on. Right now, there's elections that are coming, people are just going to, you know, say when there's elections or there's a project or there's something, then there's so many hours that one has to put in other things. And that pressure must not take away an opportunity for us to be intimate with our spouses. Yes, it might not be as usual. It might not be as much as we would like to, but a little bit of something and explaining to your spouse what is it that is happening around your space, around your work, that can help not to make them assume that you are just being difficult. Financial difficulty, that is another common one that really, really occurs. Financial difficulty can be when you know, you are going through finances, and that really brings stress. And in most, and, you know, one can just say, hey, the way nganamali, I don't even want anything. And they just, you know, isolate themselves and do this whole lot of things. So we need to really look at that as well. Family obligations. Sometimes, you know, we have kids now, and people think about the kids and forget about other things. So all of those things can really wear and tear a person emotionally. Overly committed. And when other people are overly committed, doesn't matter, it can be a church, a ministry, then sometimes that quality time, it's lacking. And when the, excuse me, when quality time is lacking, then people, you know, they just don't spend time, they just concentrate in that thing. And others will even say, I mean, I cannot even multitask. Intimacy, it's not being multitasking. It's part of a relationship. Yes. It's part of living. It's part of marriage. Life. It's part of a relationship. You need to be intimate one way or the other. It doesn't mean that now we have to, you know, share things, show your emotional, physical, intellectual, spiritual, and experimental intimacy 24 hours. No, but in a day, there must be some form of intimacy that has to take place. So you can't say that you don't even have 1 hour or 30 minutes just to sit and talk, you know. And we need to find ways. The way, for example, one of the ways that I become, you know, intimate with my spouse is walk. We take walks. And when we take walks, no one is having their phones. We have our watches on. We talk, you know, as we are walking, we are talking. That is form of intimacy. So if you have to now put intimacy as part of your schedule, if you go to church or whatever, you know, in the car, you are talking. So just find moments where you can incorporate everything to form this part of intimacy as well. And the next point is mismatched expectations. The difference in intimacy needs and expectations. One may crave more on physical affection. And that's why communication is also key, guys, because you need to understand your partner. Are they craving more on physical affection or intimacy? Or one can require more on emotional intimacy. They just want to talk, you know. They just want to talk. It's so nice at the beginning of the relationship, you say, people, when they fall in love, and they can talk about things like, hey, me, you know, we were on the phone for like 3 hours talking. Oh, that is so nice. What were you guys talking about? You talk about everything. Even nonsense right there. You laugh, you cry, you everything. But when people now, you know, are married for long, and that thing lags. Not even a 5-minute call. Okay, it's fine. Maybe you are busy. But create other avenues where you can talk. Because I said it, that communication, it's one of the key elements that we mustn't neglect. So you talk about that. You talk about anything. And you create space. Whether you are driving, singing together, worshiping together. That is emotion. That is spiritual intimacy. You can talk. You can laugh. You can cry together. And sharing Bible words, praying together, and all of that stuff. stuff. So sometimes when the mismatched expectations arises, then definitely that can be cause of lack of intimacy. Another point is, this one, guys, is very, very common. And we all fall into it every now and then. It can be good, it can be bad, but it's something that we need to be aware. This one is digital distractions and technology. Oh, technology is a good thing that has happened to us. It helps us to enhance our lives one way or the other. But pervasive use of technology without consideration can be a huge distraction in your relationship. Whether a person is, on TikTok, a lot of us go on social media. Sometimes it's even, we do business in social media. We do research in social media. Maybe your type of job requires you to do that. Or sometimes you just want to look at those foolish videos and just laugh because you're trying to disconnect, from your heavy day at work. Regardless of that, but sometimes this can become a cause of lack of intimacy in your relationship. Sometimes you find people going in bed. They go in the bed. And each one, is on their phones. And then 30 minutes passes, 1 hour passes. Yes, they're talking and being on their phone. But sometimes the other one can even sleep while the other one is on the phone. Mm. And weeks go by, months go by, things like that. And that cannot be a true, it's not right. Because even though you want to unwind, but you need to have that intimate moment, physical intimacy moments also with your partner. So it's very important that we don't become distracted by technology and digital distractions like social media. These things shouldn't come and take over our lives, take over our family moments in such a way that we do not become intimate with our partners because of such. Life transitions is one of the things. Major life transitions can also be a cause of lack of intimacy. You can become parents, and sometimes when people have a parents, they take all their time, all their energy, all their moments, and it becomes all about the children. They forget about the very same person whom they created these children with. That had to come that way, right? Okay, let me continue. Right. And they don't now, it's all about the children. They don't talk about themselves. They don't talk, and it can be a phase. I understand. Sometimes it can be a phase. The kids are young. It means that they need more attention and whatsoever. But there must be moments that we create where we do not lack intimacy one way or the other. Yes, you might be raising kids. You might be spending more time. There's homeworks. There's pickups. There's drop-offs. There's guning. I understand that. But it doesn't mean that now you need to neglect your partner in when it comes to that, and you don't even give them that single moment of being intimate one way or the other. And also another thing can be demanding career. We all find ourselves in a way where now there's changes in career, or maybe your business is booming, it needs more time. But whatever time that you can make to continue to be intimate with your spouse, it's also important. You might be spending whatever number of hours for your career that is demanding, but also let's not neglect that portion of intimacy as well. Lack of trust as well can be one of the causes as well. Lack of trust, maybe trust was compromised due to past betrayal, dishonesty, or just breach of boundaries, can create a sense of insecurity, can create a sense of fear, of being vulnerable with your spouse. And when that happens, one, you know, does not see a need to go deep in terms of conversation or intimacy when it comes to their spouse. They think, you know what, I can't go that deep, or I don't want to be vulnerable because my spouse is going to take advantage, or because of, you know, they once crossed this boundary. Maybe I was vulnerable, I told them something that is very deep, and they're using that thing now when, you know, things are not going well. They are using that against me. So that can be one of the things that can really bring us to lack intimacy. Unresolved conflict can be one of those things where, you know, naturally conflicts are a part of any relationship. I mean, we cannot agree on everything anytime, every time. However, if these are unresolved and undermined, you know, they can really affect the intimacy thereof. Routine and monotony can also be one, you know, because over time, this routineness, everyday responsibility, I wake up, bye-bye, one goes there, one goes there, I come back, maybe I cook, and then maybe I then dish up, and then when I'm eating, I'm working, maybe I'm doing homeworks, then I sleep, then the following day is dead, then is dead, then is dead. But if we do that, sometimes it becomes monotonous, where we don't even go maybe eat somewhere for lunch. We don't do those things. And if we don't do those things, then it can really, really affect and impact intimacy in a negative way. The last one is negative past experiences, you know, past traumas, past abuse. Maybe sometimes it's even failed relationship. Failed relationships that has occurred, and the person is like, yo, they end up making their own, you know, belief around that trauma that they have. And then therefore they restrict themselves to go deeper or beyond a certain boundary. You know, I cannot love this much, or I don't want to love too much, because if I do, what if they hurt me? What if, you know, the person takes advantage, like so-and-so did? Things like that can really, where people have reservations to love, where people have boundaries to love, they can't attach, you know, themselves to such an extent because of that. And sometimes it's also culture and beliefs, you know, attitudes and oppression as well. Maybe one, when they grew up, for example, let's say males were oppressed, you know, in their family, or females were oppressed, and therefore they don't see a need, or they can't be intimate because they still carry, you know, that element of oppression.
Absolutely. You may find in many instances that intimacy becomes missed out. And one of the moments there is to know that intimacy is about becoming a team. For marriage is about becoming a team. You're going to spend the rest of your life learning about each other. Intimacy also means spending the rest of your lives learning about each other. And every now and then, things may blow up, but intimacy means that one appreciates the beauty of marriage and the marriage to the spouse. And in that, you know, one always asserts to themselves that they've picked up the right person, and they continuously love each other. You know, they love each other, and always figure out together a way to get through situations. Intimacy is that.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.